Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trekking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I want to welcome you to the broadcast, and I pray that your hearts will be encouraged, and I pray that God will touch you and lift you up this day. Today, I'd like to pray with you, Father, in Jesus' name, touch hearts, save souls in this place. If there be one man, woman, boy, or girl that does not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray that today you'll save their souls. Open up their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes and their spiritual hearts. And we bind the spirit of blindness and we bind the spirit of hard-heartedness in Jesus' name. Lord, let your love and your mercy penetrate into them and let them see the way of salvation, which is Jesus Christ. Let them know that all they need to do is ask for forgiveness and receive you, and you will become the Lord of their life. Thank you for your plan of salvation. Thank you for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to read from Matthew, and I want to read from chapter 12, and the last part of verse 34. Matthew chapter 12, the last part of verse 34. It says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, as soon as somebody starts talking, you can tell what's in their heart. You can tell what they've been feeding upon, what they've been thinking upon, and what is really truly in their heart. For if a heart is corrupt, that's what's going to come out. And you know, when you're around corrupt and evil communication, the Bible says that spoils good manners. Sometimes our manners have been spoiled because we've been around the wrong thing. I want to tell you a story. This is a true story. This really happened to a friend of mine in California. He was a Nazarene preacher, and he said he had been called to do military service. No one else, the family didn't know anyone else to preach the funeral, so the funeral home called him to fill in and said he preached the service that day. And as the service began, they said the grandmother to the young man that had passed away, they rolled her up in a wheelchair, and they put her at the edge of the tent, and her little four-year-old grandson sat on her lap. And the preacher said that, and he preached the sermon, and then they had the 21-gun salute. And when the first rounds of shots went off, it startled the grandmother, and the little grandson, he jumped as well, and when he did, it overturned the grandmother's wheelchair, and she went sprawling out on the ground. And when this happened, the little grandson jumped up and looked at them soldiers and used words that was, he said he never heard such foul words come out of anybody, much less a little four-year-old boy. Said he began to curse them soldiers and said, "You bunch of blank, 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 blank," and he went on and on. He said, "You done shot my grandma." Well, grandma wasn't shot. She was just frightened. But let me tell you, that little boy had been hearing stuff he shouldn't have been hearing. My friend said that was the ending of the service. They had to close it down right then because nobody could hold. Even at a funeral, it was more than they could handle. But let me tell you something, what you put into the life of your children, what you put into the life of those around you is what's going to come out in a moment. When the pressure is put on, you're going to find out what's been put in. I said, when the pressure is put on, you're going to find out what's been put in. A lot of you can hold it down while everything's going good, but when the pressure gets on you, you lose it. But let me tell you something. If you give your hearts to the Lord and you renew your mind and you stay in the Word of God, if you're full of the Word of God and God's love, when the pressure's put on you, that's what's going to come out. That's what we need to strive for today, because let me tell you, there's people watching us. There's people that we're inputting into their lives. Daddies, you're inputting your lifestyle into your children's life. Mamas, you're putting your lifestyle and your way into your children's life. Be careful. Take heed to what you put in. Because let me tell you, moms, dads, what you put in is what you're going to get out. You're going to reap what you sow. Today, I pray that we'll have a check. A check on our hearts. A check on our intake. A check on how we're living. And you do that through God's Word. Today, I ask you to receive Jesus. I ask that you make him your Lord and let him become the Savior of your life and let him bring forth good fruit out of you and out of your children and out of your mouth. God bless you, for what's in your heart is going to come out. Thank you for listening.